think something like that. 2 to 4%.
Oh, it's up to 4. Yes, I think it was. I think it was 2 when they first started like getting, like when they start. We're talking about the hum, the general hum, but there's like a bunch of specific ones. There's like the Windsor hum, the Taos hum, the Audelin hum.
If you got something on that, I don't have anything. There's the Bristol hum.
Yep, Bristol.
It's all over the place.
Auckland hum.
Auckland.
There's Windsor.
Oh, I had something written down here for the Auckland hum, but I didn't put anything written down for it.
No, nice.
I had something to look something up for it, but never did.
Anyway, the hum is the name given to a widespread phenomenon of a low persistent and invasive humming, rumbling, droning noise, not audible to all people. Like, some people literally will just experience it till they go mad and kill their whole family.
Yeah.
And then other people just don't hear it at all. Like, I don't hear it.
I don't hear it.
I've never heard it.
You might not be in an area where you can hear it.
Yeah, but they say, like, there's, we'll get to, like, the specific places, but, like, a lot of places also say, like, it's everywhere. Like, there are people that can hear it anywhere they go, but there's just, like, certain areas that are, like, way worse.
Interesting.
Yeah, because they've been reported all over the world. United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada. Yeah, and then that's when you get, like, locality ones, like Taos hum, New Mexico, Windsor hum in, Ontario. They don't appear to be a single phenomenon. It might be, like, different, because I guess depending on, like, who hears it and where they hear it, when, like, they did, like, studies, they would get, like, different frequencies, people would be able to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. Like, everyone hears something different. Everyone is different, so, you know. And every hum is different.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that is that the Rolling Stones?
That's the Oz hum.
Oh, okay. Is that like Dr. Oz, or?
No, we're leaving politics out of this right now. I was Oz before he was Oz, even though that's apparently, is that his last name?
I don't honestly know. I don't know shit about the guy.
I don't know either. I just keep seeing signs everywhere that say Oz. I'm like, fuck yeah.
So you gotta get as many as you can on the 29th to burn in the fire. He's like, this is my firewood. They left kindling out for me.
Yeah, as much as I don't condone stealing, obviously, I would never steal. But, I mean, they got my name on them.
Yeah, exactly. So. That's why I'm allowed to go wherever I want on the Mason-Dixon line. I own that entire strip of land.
It's got your name on
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Oh, my God. So, I don't remember what the earliest report was, but I know... In 1973,
I'm guessing you're recording.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want to do the intro?
Oh, yeah, we can. I'm Mason.
I'm Oz.
And this is Conspiracy on the Rocks. Yeah. Alright, that's fine. It's fine. We're like 13 minutes in now.
Oh, great. That's fine.
Recorded for all. I got like a lot of bullshit to cut out at the beginning of that.
That's fine. We should do an episode where we should put the intro at the
very end. Oh, God. I just wanted to get... That's the issue when I start recording... And I let us just talk for too long, and then I want to get into the episode, but I don't think about the actual intro. We were recording for like 8 minutes before I even mentioned the hum for us to start doing stuff.
Awesome. Perfect.
Anyway, the hum. It's what I call my car.
The hum? I thought you called it Kadeem.
It is. What the hell are you talking about?
The hum.
When did we start talking about the hum?
Your car.
But that's Kadeem. Anyway, now that we're actually on track and there's some music playing, the hum is actually just the theme song. It's Polska. In 1973, a university study of 50 cases, people complaining about a low throbbing background noise.
Wait, where are you at here?
I'm talking about, I don't know, I'm like the earliest I found for like anything where they like started going into stuff. Unless you have like a earlier date than 1973 of this thing even showing up.
Not really. I have the first reported hum was in the 1970s. But, you know, that doesn't mean that there wasn't humming prior to that.
Exactly. Because we don't know. I mean, people could have been hearing it forever and then just never said anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but in, okay, so 1970s, but like 1973, university did a study on this about this low throbbing background noise people were complaining of hearing, but other people weren't able to hear. The sound always peaking around 30 to 40 hertz was found only to be heard during cool weather with a light breeze, often early in the morning. And these noises were often confined to like a 10-kilometer, 6-mile wide area.
Right, yeah.
So there are general areas in which you can hear it, but you can hear it like around all over the place.
Yeah.
There's just more famous ones.
I know you mentioned a bunch of countries, but I mean like nowhere susceptible from like this, like rural areas, small towns, and then big cities.
Yeah.
So, like, it can be heard anywhere.
You know, like, all over the place, because what, there's, I think the biggest ones are New Zealand, Canada, United States, there's some in Germany.
Yeah.
And then United Kingdom.
Yeah. But I know that you mentioned some, like what people have reported hearing, but like everyone hears it differently. Like some, you know, it's very low frequency, but like some people report it as like bunch of like engines just idling. Like imagine like 1,000 diesel trucks right in the same spot, just idling, just that kind of a hum. Or people have described it as a helicopter passing by like far in the distance. Like you could hear that, like that whirling from the blades, but it's constant. Some people say vibrations, or just, it's like a low kind of bass noise. Like picture a car driving with their bass blaring like off in the distance. Yep. You can hear that like thumping still. You can't hear the music, but you can hear that thumping kind of still sound. Or like white noise, basically like old TV static.
Yeah, because I saw,
like, everyone hears it differently.
What I was listening to a podcast, and what I was hearing was, so I'm going to go off a little bit of what I just like know off the top of my head from what I heard. So apparently human evolution, gave us the ability to like hear more high frequency noises.
Yeah.
We evolved to like hear the high frequency noises more because most people's voices hit in that range.
Mm-hmm.
So we all evolved over time to that. And then when we've gotten so used to like certain things, depending on your state of mind or mood or what you're doing, like the example I was given was like when you're in danger, you know, if we hear like louder noises or something or just a noise we're not used to, it's supposed to like trigger something in the brain that uses more resources in your mind to immediately try to like analyze what that is.
Yeah, it's like a switch.
Yeah. And he's stretching. What the example I was given is like there might be like a worried parent sitting at home waiting for, you know, their teenager to come home who was like out after curfew.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that the keys would hit the door and the door would open, the keys in the door opening would be louder to the worried parent because they're waiting for those noises audibly and they would hear them better than like on like a normal day that your teenager would just get home and you maybe wouldn't even like be paying attention.
Yeah. I've heard stories too where it's like, you know, you get a bunch of like younger kids playing together and stuff and something happens to one of the kids. The parents are nearby and they can, you know, if their kid were to start screaming or crying because they got injured or hurt, like the parents of that kid just know, like they can pick up that is their kid crying over any other kid crying. Like,
yep.
They just know. Like, that's, like, weird kind of switch.
It's just like, I heard when the last bubble popped above the water surface when my kid walked right into the river.
That sounds like a story for another time.
I never had any kids. I do not have any children whatsoever.
Or did you? I mean, you walked into a river. Did you go in after them?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't have any kids now.
Timmy was a troubled child. Actually, that's just Quentin. Quentin, that was Quentin.
So was Tyler.
Well, yeah. God, that was morbid. What were we talking about?
Buy gold.
Yeah, buying gold. So what happens with the hum is it's such a low frequency thing that when you hear it, I guess it like triggers enough like reactors in the brain to hear it and feel like disturbed by it because you're hearing it, it's messing with you. But it also isn't a super high pitch noise and it's nothing. And so because it becomes so constant, it's not alarming enough for you to like be snapping to it all the time. But because it becomes such a background noise, the mind slowly either, it depends on the person too. Some people let it fade away into obscurity and like it's just in the back of their mind, but it's always there. Or some people become too obsessive with it and it's always at the forefront of their mind.
It's like, did you ever hear of a deprivation chamber?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you go in there and all of a sudden you can hear all the fluids moving throughout your body because all the other sounds from the outside world are not there. It's like it kind of drives you mad. It's like that background noise that like you like this, the background noise, you kind of just fades out. Like we don't pay attention to the background noise because it's just always there. We're kind of programmed to listen to it and just
That's what happens with some.
When we don't, drives us crazy.
Yeah, that's what happens with the hum in some people though. It becomes a background noise for them, but it's still at such a frequency that's uncommon, even if you keep hearing it all your life, that it just sits back there more prominent than regular background noise if you were like sit on your couch home alone and read a book.
A lot of people actually reported like physical symptoms from like hearing.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, do you ever hear the LRAD? The long range device.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, they use, I think that's like used to disperse crowds, that kind of thing. Yeah. Basically blasts what, like, sound waves at people.
It's sound waves. I just don't remember what the frequency is, but it's like it makes people like want to get away from it.
Yeah, it's like it's not a high frequency, I don't think. It's like a lower kind of frequency.
Yeah. It's meant to like where that like makes like low rumbling direct noises to like the eardrums. And what that can do, and I can even talk from like personal experience, what low noise or like just absence of noise, that's like what the chambers do essentially, can cause like the stomach, the liver, the ears, your sense of balance can all be off because of it. It can like literally physically affect like your organs because just the way your body needs like all that stuff going on. Like I was a little sick, like not last week. Not like this last week, 2 weeks ago or whatever. What the fuck? I was sick in the morning at work. And I'd like, literally, I was just walking around. I just didn't feel great. I don't know what was wrong. I think I ate something bad. But I decided to like put an earbud in. And I was trying to just like get my mind off of it. And I didn't even have anything playing. I kept trying to like listen to a podcast, but I had to keep talking to my coworker. Right, so I kept pausing it. And it got to a point where I was just walking around feeling even worse. And I learned, I took the earbud out. And because I could hear on both sides of my head again, suddenly, I felt a little bit better.
Huh.
Because you don't realize how much sound going in, at, like, all times to both ears actually centers your balance.
Yeah, I can believe that. When you were saying about, like, people feeling, like their bowels and stuff, like, a lot of people have reported, like, actual physical symptoms from hearing this. Like, nausea, headaches, sleep disturbances, nervousness, anxiety, and depression.
It can also cause like vomiting and diarrhea.
Yeah.
Like the brown noise from South Park. I mean, that's funny in a joke, but like that's literally like that episode, that's basically what they're doing. They're Have you ever seen that episode?
No, I have.
Oh, okay. So there's an episode where they all go to a it's like a giant elementary school like festival thing, and they get all these schools and they're all going to play like the national anthem together on like recorders. And Cartman learns of the brown noise. What it is it's a noise that you can play at a frequency that makes people crap their pants. But that's basically what it is. They're all hitting this frequency to, like, you know, disrupt the stomach and make everybody kind of avoid their bowels. Because that can literally happen. That's, like, something real that can happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And then also, I want to say something about deprivation chambers. Have you ever heard of the I can't remember what it's exactly called. I think it's called the quietest room in the whole world.
I assume that's a deprivation chamber.
It's a big one. It's in England somewhere. I just can't remember where. I'm pretty sure it's in England. And it's a giant, completely soundproofed room.
Oh, geez.
And the only things that exist in it besides like all the soundproofing is like a chair for you to sit in. And people go in there and like I watched one YouTuber try to go for as long as he could to get like the record. I can't remember how long he got, like, he survived in there, but he literally went in there and only, like, every now and then was, I think it was, like, every 5 minutes on an hour, he could, like, talk to the people outside that were monitoring him, because, like, they've learned that people stay in there too long and, like, they start going mad. Like, they actually start to, like, lose their minds. They start seeing things.
That's
and,
crazy.
The YouTuber's name is Calix, if anybody wants to look him up online. Yeah, he went in there and he stayed in there for as long as he could, and he went in there with only a notebook and a couple crayons, because they were supposed to be quieter, and he was like, basically couldn't see, because it's completely dark, too. It's super dark, it's like you can't see anything, there's no light, there's no sound, and he wasn't allowed to talk either. He was like not allowed to like really talk to himself either. He had to remain silent himself. So he's like occasionally like drawing things that he sees in like the corners and everything. And he said like the whole time, like I think he said after like a few hours he was in there that he kept seeing this woman off to the side of his vision. She just stayed there the entire time he was there. And so like, and then they have to like help him out because he has like no sense of balance anymore. He has no balance because he's basically been sitting the entire time. And then he like has no sound to like center where he is in the world.
That's wild to like think about.
It's ridiculous. Just as like how much you take for granted just from like your own like little bit of hearing. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking wild. Yeah, it's a good video. What's it actually called?
Staying in the quietest room until I went crazy.
Yep, yeah.
By Calix.
By Calix. He's a British YouTuber. Yeah, shit. But yeah, that shit, that's wild. That's like deprivation of sound. So just imagine you were constantly hearing something forever in your mind, something you couldn't get your mind off of.
I mean, you'd have other sounds still, though, to like keep you grounded, but...
Well, that's not what I hear from studies. Some people just absolutely lose their freaking mind because they...
Oh, yeah, I mean, they'd still lose their mind, but like, you know, you hear the hum, but like if my dog were to bark, you'd hear the dog barking too. It's not completely silent.
Yeah.
It's not like that's all they hear.
Oh, yeah.
But still, it's the idea of that constant just in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Just always there.
It's, yep. It's like penetrating almost, apparently.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like you almost don't even actually hear it. It's just kind of there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of people like tried to chalk this up to some form of like tinnitus, but it's like... Tinnitus is usually like a higher pitched kind of ringing.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like, you know, people have that, but it's not generally like a population of an area that just suddenly develops it.
That's the other thing. Cause people have stated that some people have like moved out of the areas in which it like really rings,
they stop hearing it.
Yeah. They stop hearing it.
Some people still hear it though.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but some then people. There's also, I don't know if it's a study or if it's just like a theory that it might also be a possible like new form of tinnitus that has formed in some certain people that's hearing the lower frequency. But I don't think there's a lot of study on that for us to finalize any results of it.
Yeah. And like I said, even if it is a new form of like tinnitus, it's like it like hits specific locations like. Specific, like everyone, like it could happen like anywhere, I guess, but like it seems like it's concentrated in certain spots.
Yeah,
generally, people who suffer from tinnitus, it's not just like generally concentrated in certain spots.
Yeah, but then there's like we can talk about some of like the actual places.
Yeah, I was gonna say next thing, I mean, generally covered what it is and how people perceive it and everything. So, I got some like cases here of it.
Because I have, there's Taos hum, Acklin hum, Windsor hum, I think are the big ones. Yeah.
I wanted to start with the Bristol hum, because that was like...
Oh, I don't have the Bristol hum.
That was like the first one.
Okay, that was the first
one. That was like the very first truly viaferable documentation of the hum.
Okay.
You don't have anything on that?
No, I don't have one. Right. Not at least on the site I'm on right now. I don't have Bristol home.
I think it was the night. It was the 1970s. I don't have an exact date. I think you said 1973 is whenever it, like, first.
They happened, did a study.
Okay,
so they had a bunch of people coming to, like, universities saying, like, can we figure out what this is? And they had enough people to, like, do, like, a full study on it.
Okay, that's probably related to this one then. Basically, a lot of people were hearing it, and a lot of the original explanations were, like, you know, factory noises or electricity pylons, tinnitus. Some people said it's the sounds of flying saucers over the city.
Yeah,
that's the one that I think is the most believable. But people came and, like, basically in Bristol, people came and, like, looked at, like, this large industrial fan for being the source of it. And then eventually the fan was decommissioned and the hum went away. I don't know when exactly that happened, but here it comes. 2015, the hum came back in Bristol. The scientists say they eventually kind of solved it because it's a coastal city. The continuous waves crashing off the ocean floor was causing some sort of vibrations because, you know, it's near the ocean and it's like, that's probably the source of the hum. They say they figured it out. But that doesn't really make much sense because, well, one, why did the hum stop in the first place? Because, I mean, it's not like they took Bristol and pushed it somewhere else. It's always kind of been along the coast. So where was the hum before? Why did it stop? Why did it suddenly come back? How do you get, like, when we talk about Taos and New Mexico, where's the ocean around there that's causing it? So essentially their explanation doesn't quite make sense. What about the town? That's pretty much it. Essentially, the town
for Bristol.
Yeah, it is located near the ocean. They said it was the ocean waves. Well, that can't possibly be it because, you know, why did it stop? It's not like the waves stopped for a period of time.
Maybe they did.
I don't know what goes on over there.
Not a lot of great things right now, I'll tell you. Watch a lot of British YouTube. Not great things.
But then, like, what about the other towns that aren't, like, near the ocean? Like, we got Taos or the Windsor Hum, Ontario. Basically part of Detroit, too. Like, yeah, they got the Great Lake there, but it's not, like, the ocean waves.
No,
like, well, where are those hums coming from?
Yeah, fuck, fine now. I really couldn't tell you. I don't, because it is a mystery.
I don't even know
where to begin describing it.
I got a lot of stuff that could possibly be the answers, but we'll get to those at the end.
Okay.
The biggest one, probably out of all of these, that probably gained the most traction is the Taos Hum in New Mexico. And that started around 1991.
Okay, I was going to say, I have early 90s. I just didn't have an exact. At least 2% of that population could hear it. So that's actually a pretty, like, in terms of, like, the whole world, not very big, but, like, in terms of that town's population, 2%.
2% of Taos, which I'm not sure what the population of Taos was in 1991.
Lot less now. Probably a lot of people fucking trying to get out of there.
I mean, honestly, I don't know, but still, 2% could hear it, and that's not that much, but it's enough for the media to pick up on the story. And send, like, literally, like, the U.S. government went there to start testing it. Like,
yeah.
Trying to figure out what this is, where it's coming from.
Well, it's also weird because, what is it, people, so within that 2%, everybody, well, not like everybody, it's not like everybody, Lori has probably their own number, but, like, the frequencies are hitting between 32 and 80 hertz. So, like, literally just this in range that people can hear this sound by. They also believe people know that if they move out of Taos, they can get away from it, but they've like, found out reporting that, like, it's about 30 miles long.
Wow.
There's, like, a 30-mile radius for this freaking thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's big, yeah. There actually are approximately equal percentages to male and female hearers, and age doesn't seem to be a factor in it, but more middle-aged people seem to hear it than younger or older.
That makes sense. I have an explanation for something like that, but I'll talk about that then. But the whenever they brought the government in to test, they brought low frequency detection equipment. Heard nothing.
Heard Jesus Christ.
There's nothing. They heard nothing. And they're not the only ones. A lot of independent investigators have come out there and also tried to, like, they brought their own equipment, like, trying to...
Nothing.
Nothing.
Fucking shit.
It's the same with the other, like, hums, too. Like, I'm pretty sure that they... I'm sure they tested in Bristol, and then I got some stuff on the Windsor hum. I'm sure they tested stuff there, too. Yeah, there's not really, like, anything.
Yeah, because there's also the Auckland hum...
Yes, I didn't get anything on the Auckland hum.
I don't have a lot, but in 2006, Tom Moore of the Massey University in Auckland, New Zealand, he made several recordings that appeared to be the Auckland hum. So he was actually able to, like, record it. I think there's one of the Taos hum on YouTube, too.
Yeah.
Probably a few.
There's a bunch of videos on the hum. They all sound different. So it's not like it could... Those could easily be fake.
That is true, too.
Or whoever's uploading the video is their best recreation of what they're hearing. Because, I mean, so everyone hears it differently.
Yeah.
So, you know, you look up one video of the Taos hum and another video of the Taos hum, and they could sound totally different.
His previous research simulated the sounds that indicated the hum was around 56 hertz. So 56. So he was getting, like, a constant 56 in Auckland. Whereas, like, all these other people are hearing, well, it might just been him, but I'm sure he had other people, like, to, like, run it by.
Right.
Obviously, if you do something all by yourself, what the fuck are you doing? Like, he was getting 56, whereas, like, the study in Taos was, like, 32 to 80. You know, it's got all these in random variations, but, like, still the same phenomena.
Yeah.
In a different, New Zealand from Taos. That's, like, what if you go west, you would hit, where's New Zealand again?
It's like the other side of the world, essentially.
It's about, I mean, definitely, what is that, second hemisphere, essentially, but, yeah.
It's like literally all over the place. And then Bristol's up in England, I think England.
That's England.
Yeah, and it's like, it's just weird how this stuff is being heard all over the place.
It's oddly weird to think about. For over 2 years, me and Oz have been making this podcast. We have been entertaining all of you for over 2 years, probably close to three now, and I can't believe that. And what's great is even though we've been doing it for a pretty significant amount of time, I would say probably only close to about 2 years of that time was spent on our hosting site, Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout makes it very easy for us to get our podcast to all of your ears so that you may listen and enjoy on all of the players that you use instead of being obscurely found somewhere else on the internet. So I just want to say thank you for listening, but I also want to give a special thanks to Buzzsprout for being our hosting site. And Buzzsprout is awesome. They get us on everything we want to be on. They make it extremely easy to upload, edit our episodes, kind of move around sort of stuff for a very, very low price. And at the same time, you can join too. You can make your own podcast. You can make it whatever you want. There are millions of podcasts out there, all covering different subjects, different ways that they cover the subjects. There are people that just talk into the mic for a few minutes, and that's a podcast. And if people like you, they're going to listen. And I guarantee you, there's always someone out there who wants to listen to you. You just have to find them. But how are you going to find them if you're not using Buzzsprout? And that's why you should definitely take the link from our show notes below, sign up for Buzzsprout, and if you sign up, after 2 months, you will get an Amazon gift card. It's going to be a $20 Amazon gift card, and that is awesome. You can use that for anything. Maybe just use it. The holidays are coming up. Just use it to go buy something real quick for your friends or family. Use it for yourself. Upgrade your setup. Save it for something else later on. Sell it to a freaking gift card company and get it for something else. I don't care what you do with it, but you're going to get it if you sign up for 2 months on Buzzsprout so that you can get your voice heard by other people that deserve to hear it because you deserve to be heard. So... that again, just follow the show notes below in our description. Get on there, sign up for 2 months of Buzzsprout, and get your voice out there. It's easy. It's simple. It is absolutely the best thing that has ever happened to this podcast for me and Oz, and still continues to be the best thing for me and Oz to be on. So, and again, take the show notes, follow that link, and go sign yourself up for subscription to Buzzsprout. And remember to buy gold, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. See you guys. Jesus Christ. Yeah, and then...
What does he have to do with anything?
He has to do with everything.
Yeah, you're right. You're not...
What are you fucking talking about?
He's the one humming.
Oh, God. That's why he's just taking care of other places at different times. Yeah, and then 2011, there's Windsor, Ontario.
You got 2011? I had 2012. But, I mean, generally that area. It was probably, like, sometime around, like...
In 2011, residents of Windsor, Ontario began reporting a low droning vibration, sometimes loud enough to be irritating. In the evening of 2012... Okay. Over 22,000 reports to officials.
That's what I got, yeah. So it started in 2011 and kind of carried into 2000.
Yeah, it looks like some people were hearing in 2011. Then 2012, there was just this fucking spike of people like, what the hell is that? What the fuck is going on?
Dude, I wish I was like looking into the shit back like 2012 when we were graduating school. If I was as into conspiracies back then as I am now, like this would have been a great thing to like freaking follow.
That's how I... What the fuck? Why? Leave me alone. Okay. People say they estimated the sound was emanating from Zug Island.
Zug Island. The industrial island owned by U.S. Steel.
Oh, that's what... Okay.
It's basically a big steel plant.
What?
It's basically a big steel
plant. No, yeah, I was reading, and I don't know what this word means.
What word?
Stimide?
Oh, it means aliens.
Maybe. I doubt that. It's S-T-I-M-I-E-D. I don't know what that word is. I've never seen that in my entire life.
Smited. I'm not sure what that means, but essentially, Zug Island is... It's fenced in. There's a lot of security. It's off limits to people. And the Canadian government wanted to go over there and like try to do an investigation.
Yeah.
And essentially they just kept getting stonewalled.
Yeah.
They're like, nope, you're not allowed in here.
That's basically what I figured it was, but I've never seen that word before.
But one thing that could possibly, like, we talked a little bit about, you know, industrial noises possibly being the source of the hum. In 2020, when the world kind of slowed down there because of that little thing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me neither.
2020, I was still going to work every fucking day. The roads were a lot less crowded, though. I didn't understand what was going on, but I wasn't complaining.
Yeah, every time I left in 2020, it seemed like there was like at least 80% less cars on the road.
I drove on 115 and 81, and there would be like... Right now, if you go out there, especially because it's like a Sunday, shit, everyone's fucking everywhere. I can't even get over into a lane because there's so many dickheads driving. 2020, I could have swerved up and down that whole bitch. Nobody would have said a fucking thing.
Dude, it was eerie. Like, I had to go some places sometimes during all that. And, like when you're on the, like, when you're driving at night and you're on the highway and it's like, you know, you got a long straight stretch in front of you.
God.
A long straight stretch behind you. There's no other cars. You're just the only car. That's kind of creepy. It's like, it almost feels like this shouldn't be a thing.
Oh, it was, I thought it was great. I loved it.
But then whenever you're doing that during the day, like you could see for like a mile ahead of you, look in your rear view mirror, a mile behind you, there's nobody else on the road. That's fucking weird feeling.
I did it every day.
But essentially, okay, back to the thing here. Because of the COVID stuff, production at the Zug Island steel plant slowed down. And believe it or not, the hum kind of dissipated.
They shut off their blast furnaces.
Yep.
Yep.
But then again, that's weird because they're not the only steel plant that has blast furnaces and shit. Where's the other hums that they're hearing this from?
In the butt.
Hum in the butt. But like,
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what it would have been. They also say They just kind of say their blast furnaces were deactivated. Doesn't know what else they might have turned off.
Exactly. I mean, the whole thing, it's like a weird, for like a steel plant, like the security on that place, it's like their own like little island. Like there, I think there used to actually be a, like a stream going through Detroit, but they actually dug around to make it an island.
Oh.
Yeah, like they made like that's a artificial island.
What the fuck?
Yeah. Okay.
Artificial island.
Yeah, but it's just weird, the amount of security there, and then all of a sudden it stops. Who knows, it might return, just like the Bristol Hum, whenever that stopped, and then that returned. And that was before the pandemic, but that happened.
Hmm. I'm seeing even more fucking shit. Oh, these are explanations.
Yeah. What was it? Did you get anything on the Seattle Hum?
No, I didn't see anything about it. I didn't see that anywhere.
Yeah, that one kind of was actually explained. There was a large population of Seattle reporting kind of like a hum similar to the Taos Hum and, you know, like that low frequency kind of thing. But they actually chalked it up to mating fish. Now, I might say
that's great. I was going to make a sex joke. that's great. But I didn't say anything.
I might say this wrong, but the plain fin midshipman fish.
Yeah, I'm seeing a picture of it right now. Actually, it looks
the plain fin.
That thing looks fucked up.
Midshipman fish, essentially. Yeah, yeah, that thing. It looks like a big freaking tadpole. Essentially, yeah, those things give off like, you know, they're a low kind of hum to attract a mate, and you know, I could be slightly wrong off this, so excuse me, but. When they get together in a big school of fish and they're all doing that, that's the sound that they apparently were hearing.
So you're telling me a bunch of fish all going to school together just started getting real horny?
Yeah. Sounds like high school.
Why do I actually smell fish all of a sudden? You smell that? It smells like monkfish.
I don't know what monkfish is.
I'll look up the picture later.
But so that's Seattle. I mean, I don't really have much else on the other ones that we talked about, but the nearest one to us was the Williamsport Hum. Did I mention that to you at all?
No, I don't think you did.
Yeah, the Williamsport Hum. So, I mean, that's not too far north. Oh, that thing looks nasty.
It's actually known as
a monkfish.
It's known as a poor man's lobster.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I have heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But, and Williamsport, you know, north of where we are situated and located, when the pandemic happened, everything shut down. This is when they started reporting hearing a hum.
Because, really?
Yeah. I only wrote Williamsport because it's the closest one to us, but I mean, like, this apparently was happening all over the country. When things started shutting down, a lot more people started reporting this hum that they could hear because there wasn't all that background noise, like industrial noises, cars going by, planes, all that stuff. They you know, could kind finally of
hear it.
Yeah, and then they could hear it. I personally have never heard it.
I haven't either.
I've heard the mysterious booms go off.
But oh, you mean like around here?
Yeah, I've heard those a couple times.
Yeah, what is that shit?
That's something for another episode.
God damn. Yeah, because I remember living at Dad's house and you would just hear this, like, it sounds like a fucking cannon went off and you're just like, what the fuck?
No, I've heard it at your house before, actually.
Yeah, I've heard it like maybe 3 times in total, because I remember every time being like just sitting there doing something and then and I literally think like fucking World War III's broke out and I need to go fucking get a bunker. I've literally panicked, like, holy shit, somebody's here to kill us. Like,
I've heard it at Dad's house, too, and it's just weird. It sounds like it comes from above you. So it's like, is that a plane breaking the speed barrier, or, like, what the...
Most of the times when I would hear it, I would be... I think like, all 3 times I ever heard it, I was in my room, and it would sound like it was coming... Like, I'd be at my desk, and how that was is, like, behind me... Where the neighbors are across the road, in that, like, you know how, like, there's that just, like, there's, like, the ravine and then there's the mountain on the other side? It sounded like it was coming in that, like, area. Like, somebody was out on, like, that mountain range just firing a full-blown cannon.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a gunshot.
No, it's not a gunshot.
It, like, it is a boom.
Yeah.
That's something for another episode.
Okay, I didn't know that was a fucking thing.
Yeah,
I literally
those are all over the place.
God damn. Okay, I want to talk about that sometime.
That's kind of it I got for instances. I do have an X-Files reference I want to talk about, and then solutions.
Huh. There's something called spontaneous otoacoustic emissions. Human ears generate their own noises called SOAE. Various studies have shown that 38 to 60% of adults with normal hearing have them, although the majority are unaware of these sounds. People that usually hear them is like the faint hissing of like cicadas when like the cicadas are out and you just hear them off background buzzing or ringing.
Dude, I'm just thinking about it now. It's kind of weird we didn't hear cicadas this year, like 2 years ago.
I fucking heard them.
I mean, you can hear them, but like the ones that came out last year, the ones that come out like whatever, 14 years, came out last year, like holy crap, like you couldn't go outside without hearing it.
Oh, yeah.
That was like spooky sounding. Like you could hear it like whirling.
Oh, yeah. It sounded like there was a UFO. Like it sounded like some sort of aircraft was like stuck in the center of our woods. Because I was outside. I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what the fuck? It was literally throwing me off. I was like, I know there's cicadas out, but that sounds like a straight up like helicopter sitting in the center of the woods on ground level just going off. Yeah, that was weird. Those fuckers were everywhere. Jesus tits.
So there's that, you know, the X-Files. They touch on all this kind of weird conspiracy stuff. There's an episode, season 6, episode 2, called Drive.
Drive.
The episode was essentially Mulder gets kind of kidnapped by a guy who tells him to drive, I think, west. He has to get away from the sound or else he's going to explode or die or something.
Jesus Christ.
It's been forever since I watched the X-Files. But essentially that was kind of, that episode was based around the hum. Like this guy could hear it. Nobody else could hear it. And he's like, I have to get away from it. It's driving him crazy.
I guess there's also an episode of Unsolved Mysteries on Taos Hum. And then, in 2018, there's an episode of Criminal Minds where characters are made to commit violent acts as a result of mania caused by the hum.
Oh, yeah, that was something we didn't talk about. There are some cases, I guess. I didn't really write them down because I wasn't going to go into details about them. But, like, some people are literally driving, you know, they get driven crazy.
I think
from hearing this. I can't remember how to stop it.
Yeah, I think generally there was a couple people. There was a guy in England who actually killed himself because he couldn't handle it anymore. Mm-hmm. And then there's reports of like after people hear it for so long, there's personality changes and stuff like that. Like it's broken marriages apart because like the people who hear it keep hearing it and they're in bed with like their significant other.
They can't sleep.
Yeah, so like they've been having to sleep in tents or sheds or something, because apparently when they get out of the house, it becomes better. Like, what? it's just weird.
You got anything else before I go into some of my solutions? I have a lot of solutions, possible answers to this.
Okay. I don't really have any solutions. I really don't.
All right. So, the first solution is that it could be caused by the Earth itself. You know how, like, every planet kind of emits its own sound?
Well, yeah. Well, I kind of have a rant about this.
Well, the Earth hums in the key of F-flat minor. So, therefore, you know, that F-flat obviously means that the Earth is flat.
No.
The F stands for flat.
It can't be flat. The Earth can't be flat. The Earth's an egg.
Could be.
Yeah, the Earth's an egg, and the only reason why you hear the hum in certain areas is because the baby alien that's about to, like, break open the Earth, and it's just reaching different areas because the crust is, like thinner in those certain areas. Because the people who made our planet had to make it super cold to, like, protect it from the sun, because the sun is the heat of, like, an animal.
It's the incubator. It's
the
light.
Yeah, but see, they had to, like, put in all that coolness to keep it, like, occupied, because it's going to be the destroyer of worlds. That's why now, as humans, we're destroying the ozone layer, which is laying the sun in more, and that's why the polar ice caps are melting, because they're the final, like, emergency thing that we have. But once they're all melted and the ocean lake levels rise and it gets all warm, that thing's just going to break out, and we're dead.
Real quick, I gotta say, the Earth actually hums in the key of C sharp. Not if. Oh, okay. Not if what? That was a joke. But I have heard that the Earth is actually technically perpetually in a state of ice age.
Really?
Yes. And there are melting periods in between. Like, you know, how they say the Earth has been through a couple ice ages?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Earth is technically always in the stage of an ice age. And right now, we're living in one of the melted periods.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I read about that a long time ago before we even did any of this shit. Because it was like, if you think about it over, it's like, what was it? It was something we learned in school. Like, if you dig down deep enough into, like, the Earth's, like, core, we keep finding, like, new and new shit that we can't seem to explain. Mm-hmm. It's because over, like, the courses, like, we've apparently, like, lived, like, 1,000 times, like, on the Earth. And every time we actually just make it a little bit bigger because we're just, like, constantly in, like, a state of, like, creating a new layer, mm-hmm. which then, like, will be a layer where all of us will be buried underneath it. And then we might have another generation of dinosaurs or fucking deer people. Because it's whatever is going to evolve first and become the dominant one.
The dinosaurs are before us. Before the dinosaurs was an advanced civilization similar to us. But
yeah, see, that's what I mean.
And then
though.
Dinosaurs and then Ice Age and then us and then probably someday an Ice Age.
Yeah, and then, because it's the cycle of destroying the ozone, everything gets too hot, so Mother Nature resets itself with an ice age. We have an ice age. The ice age melts to, like, normal conditions in which there's just things that survive. Mm-hmm. We have that again until we slowly advance, and then we destroy the ozone layer to then melt again, to then re-ice age. But we're probably going to create the nuclear one. We're probably going to have nuclear ice age in our own time.
Probably.
I figured I was going to look up. I was going to look something up. Nah, fuck, it's gone.
The next one here is the people themselves. We mentioned tinnitus, but that's very doubtful as it's usually a higher pitch frequency that tinnitus people hear. Tinnitus people. That sounds weird. People with tinnitus.
Yeah, there you go. The tinnitus people.
Plus, you know, generally, when people leave these affected areas with the hum, it stops. There's variations in the atmospheric air pressure that could be causing certain spots on the Earth where it, you know, comes down and makes that hum kind of noise. And it just so happens to be a town there, such as Bristol or Taos. We got to do an episode on HARP, too.
What?
HARP. High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. They control the weather. They started the wildfires in California.
Okay. All right.
That's essentially made up of 180 antennas that transmit radio frequencies. I believe it's in Alaska. Might be Alaska, or it might be... I should know this before I go off ranting about it. I'm going to stick with Alaska. Might be Texas, but I'm going to stick with Alaska.
Those are two very different.
Yes, I know. But HARP is, you know, controlling the weather. Our minds communicates with aliens. So that's another conspiracy that we'll dive into.
Jesus tits. This got wild.
Some people are more susceptible to hearing these noises, apparently. The ocean waves we talked about, but, like, that doesn't quite explain the areas that aren't near the ocean. Industrial factories, that's been a cause for some of them, like, when the pandemic hit and some of the places shut down, such as, the Windsor Hum?
Yeah, the Windsor Hum.
The Windsor Hum. You know, when they started to shut down, the hum went away. But then there's other places where when things shut down, people could actually start hearing the hum.
Things.
So that also doesn't quite explain everything. Talked about the sea creatures, large schools of fish making noises.
Making sex.
Yeah, making sex. Could be aliens. I mean, I just going to throw that out there. Could be aliens. Anything could be aliens.
Anything could be aliens.
Mass hysteria. Could be Elon Musk building his secret worldwide underground railroad. That's also apparently speculation for why we hear some of those booms.
Why? What? Why does he need that? Just make the damn flying car! It's less work.
That's funny you say that. I was literally talking to Dad about that yesterday. He's like, he was talking about the future. He's like, back when I was a kid, we were talking about the future. I'm supposed to have flying cars right now.
Well, actually, fuck, you know what I saw the other day? God, this got me, like, real fucking jazz. So, we might live, if we don't blow ourselves up, obviously.
Okay.
There's a bunch of research going through right now. People are taking the basis of the COVID vaccine.
Okay.
And they're playing around with it. This lab who's, like, working on it says they're, like, big hope. And they're having, like, a little bit of, like, actual success with it. By 2030, we might have, like, a vaccine booster for cancer.
What?
We might live in the age in which we can start preventing cancer and maybe even cure it.
Well, hell yeah, I can drink all I want then.
Exactly.
I'll be on the rocks all the time.
We're still not in the part of organ regeneration. Well, I guess we are. We've been doing organ regeneration for a while.
Yeah, we got pigs, don't we?
Wait, what?
Don't we take organs from pigs?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I think that might be a thing.
Don't we 3D print organs, too?
That's why I'm saying organ regeneration. I think we've been studying that. I just don't know where that is on, like, process. In any sense.
I saw this thing real quick. It was about a government thing that obviously is top secret and not available to the public. But, like, you know, essentially it's the same sort of thing, like the starfish or, like, I think it's newts. Or something, you know, they lose a tail, they'll grow it back.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same kind of idea. You lose an arm. You set your arm in this thing, and it rebuilds the tissue. Like, your tissue knows how to, like, kind of fix itself, and it essentially stimulates it to kind of rebuild it. So you essentially will grow a new limb.
God damn. Holy fuck.
It's the same sort of thing that, like, happens with starfish. Fish. Or, you know, if they lose a nail, if they lose an arm, you know, essentially we can do that too. It just, you know, goes in there and tells the cells, like, hey, you got to start building yourself again.
Yeah.
Start duplicating. Start fixing yourself.
Oh, I can't wait to be like Piccolo from DBZ.
So what's a relatively new way of energy and, like, heating your house and all that kind of stuff? Probably about the 70s is when this first started happening.
Hot coals.
I feel like that's probably been around a lot.
Yeah, no, it definitely has. Geothermic?
I don't know what that means.
Is it geothermic or geothermal? It's like the sense of, like, I could be completely fucking wrong. It's like if you built your house into, like, the earth, the idea that when it's cold outside, the earth is warmer, so it keeps your house warm. And then when it's hotter outside, yeah.
No,
not
that.
I don't know. What'd you say? 70s?
Yeah, something about that. GPS.
What?
Gas pipeline syndrome. Oh, wait, never mind. That's what it's called. Gas pipeline syndrome.
Wait, what? What?
Gas pipeline. Like natural gas pipes.
Okay.
And gassing, like gas.
And gassing.
Yeah.
Gassing.
So, essentially, like you were saying about the 30 miles and the Taos hum. Gas pipeline could run 30 miles.
So we're just... But what?
Essentially...
Why is there a gas pipeline all of a sudden? What's it doing?
Well, a lot of these places... Hold on, I'll show you. I got a picture here to show you. A lot of these pipelines, a lot of where these hums are being heard, it's where these gas pipelines have been implemented for a source of energy, heating, stuff for people.
Sex.
Yeah.
I like to huff gas.
Yeah.
That's either here or nor there, but...
I found this, like, big, it was like 150-some page, like, PDF about this. Like, a whole freaking, like, written report on pipelines and the hum.
Jesus Christ.
So, on page 48 of this, it gives a basic summary, is that the pressure that's, like, gets built up in these pipelines, it's causing that whistling, low kind of frequency vibrating that people are hearing. Some people, it's like, you know, the mosquito bomb or the high frequency bombs apps that you can download on your phone. You know, you set them to certain frequencies. Some people can hear them. Some people can't. So it might be a similar kind of thing. So, like,
so it's like the pressure of the gas going through the pipeline, though.
Essentially.
So that kind of makes sense.
Check out this map here. This is a map of where every hum has been recorded. So,
yeah,
very populated areas.
Well, yeah, yeah, because, well, I mean, very high in UK, but then you have, like, it's all over New Mexico. I'm looking at, like, where, like, Windsor would be and all that shit. I'm trying to find... Well, New Zealand's, like, down here, isn't it?
It's New Zealand's over here.
Oh, it's over there.
Oh, okay, that's Papua New Guinea. New Zealand is over there. Should be up here, but it's over there. Or maybe that's Hawaii. I don't know. But anyway, here is a map of the United States with... This is the pipeline map.
Jesus fucking Christ.
This is a map of where all the hums have been recorded. They're all along the pipelines.
Huh.
Not all of them.
No.
Like, whatever that one is up there in, like, North Dakota or South Dakota. Like, that one's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere. But essentially, wherever these pipelines are, a lot of the hums have been recorded.
Goddamn.
So, I'm not saying that is the cause, but, you know.
Looks pretty goddamn good, though.
Yeah. But, like, it's kind of like they're all over the place now still. So, like, why is it that some people hear it, some people don't? Why is it that, like, excuse me, whenever you leave a certain area, you stop hearing it? It doesn't explain everything, but this is probably one of the most, like, likely explanations for the hum. Because literally nobody can tell where it comes from.
Yeah. Wasn't there a...
It comes from under the ground. That's where the pipes are.
What was that shit like a few years ago? They were building that one pipeline across, I don't even remember where, but everybody was getting pissed because it was going to be on Native American land, and the Native Americans were like, no, you can't fucking, this is our land, you can't fucking, like, build through here.
Is that the Alaskan pipeline?
Was that it?
I don't freaking know.
See, I don't remember. But, like, I wonder if, like, because that, they got stopped, I think. Ah, whatever.
I don't know.
If I could be completely fucking wrong. I just remember everybody being all pissed off. Like, I remember a lot of people being pissed off about it, and then a lot of people being pissed off. They're like, shut the fuck up and build the fucking pipeline. But, like, if that would have got built, if we would have started seeing, because that would have been new, if we would have started seeing people, like, reports coming in from where that was running, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Here's another map. This is the global energy mapping. So, like, you can see high concentrations up there in Europe, on, like, down here in America, essentially over here. It's where...
Huh.
All the hums have been recorded, mostly. Like, see, even down here, like, you can see there's a high concentration right there, concentration right there. I don't know what some of those are, but, like, yeah.
See, that really makes me think, because at work, I could be, I, like, because, let me try and see if I have pictures of the machines from work. Because I think we basically do this at work to a certain extent. Okay, yeah, so this is the machine I use daily. This is Nancy. So right in here, this is a pneumatic pump. Pumps stuff through. This is a filter press. It's just a bunch of filter plates with a Dycolite to hold our fats and stuff.
Okay.
But, like, when I'm done with this, to get all the liquid out, I just send compressed air through it. And what happens is it basically comes in here, because right now it's actually in that setting. So right here, there's just air. I just send air through it, and then at the bottom, there's another valve down here. So it comes out, and then it shoots forward over to this vessel.
Do you hear whistling noise?
I hear a whistling, because when it gets here, it starts, like, spouting out the top. There's, like, a little spout. So obviously that's where the whistle's coming from.
Right.
But the thing is, when it's, like, when the air pressure is, like, going through, you can, like, physically feel in the room this thing's lightly rumbling. Yeah.
That's...
The same thing happens with our other machine that's basically the same idea, just a lot bigger. I know I have a picture of her somewhere. Her name's Lily.
I love how you guys named the machines.
Yeah, Mark really wanted everything to have a woman's name. Except I think our new SFE machine is going to have a male name because he wants it to, like... You do a thing called a blowout with the SFE, so he wants to be able to walk around and be like, I'm going to go blow Greg or something like that. Like, that's my boss, by the way. Okay, so this is a very early version of Lily, but, like, there's some of it exits. It goes through these tubes, which have columns, and it sends pentane, which is like a liquefied gas,
right,
up through, and then it collects back down and actually goes back into a cycle to, like, the vessel. And that's just to extract shit off the weed the whole time.
Right. And
then we have another section where we send it off to, like, basically collect and go through another filter to clarify. But in both instances, we send like 40 PSI pressurized air to blow all the extra shit out, because obviously we just keep pumping the liquid. We got to get the liquid out somehow. So we throw that. And Lily can like straight up rumble the whole fucking room because you're using such high pressure and there's such big pipes for it.
Yeah.
That you're just, you can hear it. Like I can hear it in like, not like I'll be in my room right next door to Ray's room when he's doing that. And I know when he's fucking doing it.
Yeah. Like this is the whole pipeline thing. I can't say if it is or isn't the cause.
No.
I've never even heard the hum, to be honest. But from looking at some of these maps and from what I've, some of the research I've done, like, this just seemed like the most likely possible cause of it. And it makes sense. Like, a lot of the areas where these pipes are, the hum is. And it's like, you can't figure out where it's coming. It's coming from under the ground. It's where these pipes are. And it's just, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, that's why, like, when you started talking about it being, like, pressure through pipes, I was like, oh, I, like, kind of do this at work myself. Like, I experience this whole thing. It's just, we turn them off at some point.
Yeah.
And it's done.
And then it's done. But see, like, you know, if it's, like, gas and stuff, natural gas or whatever they got running through these pipes, they're not shutting them off.
No.
They're, you know, always trying to bring energy and heat and all that shit, whatever they got running through them, to people. They're not shutting them off, so the hum's just gone.
That's wild.
That's why the hum is actually more of a... There hasn't really been many reports of the hum until more recent times, such as the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
No, it makes sense. Also, it's like a lot of the natural gas lines are getting built.
As it becomes more of a thing that we use, the hum is becoming more of a thing that we hear.
Goddamn.
I mean, it just makes sense. I'm not saying that's the
cause. No, it makes a lot of sense, though.
That's the most probable explanation that I could find for this. Hmm. So, I mean, there's a lot here, but, you know, if any of you listeners, if you've heard the hum, you're not alone. You're not crazy, you know?
Well, you might be crazy, but not because of the hum.
Yeah. We do encourage everyone to do their own research, and I mean...
Says who? You listen to us, damn it!
Yeah, we got all the facts straight from Wikipedia.
That's so bad. Well, you got anything else?
Not really. I mean, if there's anything we didn't touch, or if any of you guys would like to share your own experiences.
There's a lot of things I don't touch.
With the hum. Reach out to us on Instagram.
Or send a letter.
Yeah.
If you can figure out where to send it, give you $20.
I'm sure we've talked enough. If you listen to all the episodes, there's probably enough general information there to probably somewhat triangulate.
I have no idea.
Location.
Oh, God. I mean, probably to a certain extent. I also recently moved. I'm not sure if I dropped any information about my new place.
No. I was going to say, if any letters sent, if anybody does listen to every episode and tries to figure out our location, the letter would probably be going to your dad's house.
Yeah.
Because I know we dropped the state park before. I know we dropped,
dropped the towns. It's actually the worst one.
The towns that were in between and the county we're in and the state we're in.
Oh, God.
So, I mean...
There's just a Reddit thread of some obsessed fucking fan out there that's trying to figure out where the fuck we're at. All right, well...
Oh, last thing I want to mention, our Conspiracy on the Rocks Instagram is no longer Conspiracy on the Rocks 1. We have the actual Conspiracy on the Rocks. We got our new Instagram account from our old one, so, you know, I think there's two of them on there now, so just the regular Conspiracy on the Rocks. Don't follow the other one.
I mean, it's just the old one that's going to sit there.
Yeah,
it's still under my control because I don't know how to get rid of it.
Someday that one will be gone, but for now, yeah, just regular Conspiracy on the Rocks.
Yeah, whenever, I mean, I could just straight up delete it. Wouldn't be in it. I'm not even sure. All I can tell you is I'm scared to with any of that shit because my Instagram is in my old... It's connected to my Facebook account, which I signed up with years ago with a Ymail account that I can no longer access. I don't even know what that inbox might look like. But literally, if I lose that my Facebook, or my Instagram, it would be, I'd have to call and tell them I need to switch the email because I do not have access to that email. I made it so long ago, I don't know what the fucking password is. I used all my old passwords, and that shit will not let me in. So if I lose it, I lose Instagram, I lose Facebook.
I have an old Yahoo account email, and I remember trying for like 3 hours before I finally got the password. Because that was whenever I set that up, that was years ago. That was before they had like alternate email recovery, kind of like, you know. So getting back into it was a bitch.
Well, yeah, that's what's even worse. I think the it's so old that my recovery email for it no longer exists and has not for easily 10-ish years.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way. It's just fucking gone.
It's gone.
That's why I put everything to Google now, because Google has so much, like, double authentication for me. Google owns me. Google just fucking owns my life.
Google owns everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Google, Apple, and Facebook own everyone. Or Meta.
Yeah, I guess Meta to a certain extent. Or, I mean, I could live without Facebook or Instagram.
But Meta is that's Facebook and Instagram.
Well, that's what I mean. I could live without them, though, if I really wanted to.
I could, too. But.
All right. Well, we've ranted enough about our fucking lives.
That's everything I got.
Buy gold.
Buy gold.
Wait for me to completely forget that I need to give a special thanks to Oferta Especial for the use of our theme song, Polska. And also another special thanks to Sarcamstick on Instagram for the use of our logo design. All right, that's it. No more hum. Good night.